بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض عدت للمتقين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله وذا فضل كرمة الله سبحانه وتعالى We had comments last week on a topic Al-Mubadara ila al-Khairat, hastening in doing good deeds. And we had mentioned Allama Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayh, who had compiled Riyadh al-Saliheen. He brought about this chapter of Al-Mubadara ila al-Khairat, hastening towards good deeds. Because when a person ponders over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he looks at Allah's majesty, Allah's supremacy, and how powerful and mighty Allah Ta'ala is. He looks at the sky, the mountains, the oceans, the trees. Man looks at himself, then he realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful. And Allah is the only deity and the only ilah who should be worshipped. So then this urge comes into his heart to obey Allah Ta'ala, to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he wants to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this urge comes into him, the desire comes into him. So sometimes when the desire comes, then shaitan immediately attacks this person and he tries to take him away. And shaitan says, no, you don't have to read it right now. So any nafil namaz you want to read, you can read it later. If you don't read also, there's no guna. So eventually this person becomes relaxed and then he abandons that ibadat or the two rakats that he wished to make. So shaitan tries to take a person away. So Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, said that the moment this thought comes in a person's heart, the desire comes, the inclination comes, the yearning, the longing is there to do some good deed, whether it is sadaqah, whether it is nafil fast, whatever it is, or ishraq namaz, or chash namaz, or tahajjud salat, or recitation of Quran Sharif, or dhikrullah, then the person should not delay. Because he says, agar usko taal diya, if a person delays it, postpones it, then he will never get the chance again. Then you can forget about it. So when the urge comes and it is time, you got the opportunity, then go and perform that deed. So this is what Hazrat Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah is saying, Al-Mubadara, to hasten, not to delay, when it comes to khairat. And then we discussed that when it comes to dunya, then we don't delay, then nobody postpones. Immediately a person hastens, wherever he can make some profit, then immediately he goes and he does it. Why for deen we are laxed? Therefore the maqsad of this particular majlis is Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat or His fadl and karam. We continue today. And Hazrat had mentioned also quite a few instances where he said that Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in in the battle of Tabuk, expedition of Tabuk, there was no war that took place, no battle took place. And the Sahaba had gone out and the Romans had fled. But for a long period of time, plus minus 20 days, they were there. But before the expedition, when Rasulullah asked the Sahaba to bring any contributions that they had, we see the Mubadara. We see a race that takes place. A competition for the Akhirat. And we discussed this last week, V-I-E-Y, where you compete with one another. Here for the sake of Akhirat, not dunya. We see that Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought half his belongings. Exactly half his belongings. And he presents that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he really believed on that day that I'm sure I have beaten Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Half the belongings I've brought. But when he came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he brought every single thing he possessed. Everything he possessed. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would compete for the Akhirat. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِلْ مُتَنَافِسُونَ So Hazrat had mentioned, and we stopped here last week, he says, اعمال صالحہ میں آگے بڑھنے کی کوئی فکر نہیں اور مال کے اندر صبح سے لے کر شام تک دور ہو رہی ہے. For اعمال صالحہ, for good righteous deeds, pious deeds, there's no race in our life. We tend to become very slack, laxed. But when it comes to accumulating dunya and wealth from morning till evening, there is this rat race, this race that is carrying on. اور ایک دوسرے سے آگے بڑھنے کی فکر میں. And each one wants to outdo the other one. He's got two shops, I must get three. He's got two homes, I must get more. So how do we come out of this trap that we are in? ہماری لئے نسخہ اکسیر. So حضرت مفتی تقی صاحب gives a very good recipe. اس نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک عجیب ارشاد فرمایا. And the recipes they give is all from Quran and Hadith. He quotes the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, dunya ke muamale mein hamesha apne se niche wale ko dekho aur apne se kamtar haythiyat walo ke saath raho. Unki suhbat ikhtiyar karo. When it is to do with matters of the dunya, then look at that person who has got less dunya than yourself. He's got less material possession than yourself. In other words, you are richer than him. His status is not so high. Stay with such a person who does not have much of dunya. Aur unki halat ko dekho and look at his conditions. Aur deen ki muamale mein, but when it comes to matters of deen, don't look at one who is lower than you. Hamesha apne se unche aadmi ko dekho. Look at one who is above you in deen. Aur unki suhbat ikhtiyar karo and stay with such a person. Kyun? Why is this? Why has Rasulullah said in dunya, look at one who is lesser than you, and for akh and for deen, you look at one who is higher than you. Isliye ke jab dunya ke muamale mein apne se kamtar logo ko dekhoge, to jo ni'mati Allah Ta'ala ne tumhe di hai, ان نعمتوں کی قدر ہوگی کہ یہ نعمت اس کے پاس نہیں ہے. Simple. When it comes to matters of dunya, and if you look at the person who's lower than you, then you look at his condition. He doesn't even have proper clothing, he doesn't have proper shoes even. This man doesn't even have a car. And Allah Ta'ala has given me a car. So then the ni'mats that you have with you, which Allah has blessed you with, you will begin to appreciate those ni'mats. You begin to appreciate those ni'mats. And you see, that person hasn't even got that. He doesn't have his own house. Poor fellow does not have his own shop. So now you will begin to appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given you. Or Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe dhe rakhi hai. Aur usse qanaat paida hogi. Shukr paida hoga. Person will have contentment. Then he'll show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will thank Allah, shukr. And he'll have qanaat. He'll be content with whatever little he's got. One person comes out of the masjid and inside he was thinking that, complaining, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. But then he sees a person who's got no shoes. So he realizes, Allah Ta'ala has given me shoes and that person has got no shoes. Then he walks a little bit more and he sees a person who got no legs. Then he realizes, he appreciates, Allah has given me legs at least. That person has no legs. So when you look at a person lower than you as far as dunya is concerned, immediately you will be content with your life and you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur dunya talabi ki dor ka jazba khatam hoga. Now this jazba in the heart, this tendency and this longing in the heart to compete for the sake of dunya will slowly disappear from your heart. Aur deen ki muamale mein jab upar walo ko dekhoge, but in matters of deen, if you look at one who is above you, ke ye shakhs to deen ki muamale mein mujhse aage badh gaya. You look at that man, mashallah, he's reading Quran all the time. When you come to the masjid, he's sitting in the first saf. You see him making dhikr all the time. He's all the time in the path of Allah. He's always sitting in some pious person's company. So now you will want to also be like that, or even beat him. He's your friend. He's your cousin, he's your brother. And for deen, he's doing so well. Then you think to yourself, why should I not also do that? I can also do that. So this longing, this inclination will now come in the heart that I must also do and strive well for the sake of deen. So, is waqt apni kami ka ihsas paida hoga. You realize that I am not doing very well for deen, so I should do better. Look how everybody else, they're working so hard, they're striving so hard. Especially in the month of Ramadan. So many khatams, those people are finishing. I haven't even started my khatam. Aur aage barne ki fikr paida hogi. Then this person will now worry about how he must now excel. Then Hazrat gives an example of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great jurist. Very great alim, faqih. Very great muhaddith. 6 months he is teaching and 6 months in the path of Allah. Very pious indeed. But he gives his whole a synopsis of his life and the change in his life. He's made up his zindagi ka ibtidai hissa maaldaro ke saath guzara. Khud bhi maaldar the. He was very wealthy himself. And he says, the beginning of my life I only spent with the affluent people, with the rich people. Subah se sham tak maaldaro ke saath rehta tha. Lekin jab tak maaldaro ki sohbat mein raha, mujhse zyada ghamgin insaan koi nahi tha. As long as I was with the rich and affluent people, I did not find anybody more depressed than myself. Always I was sad, distressed. Kyunki jahan jata, he says, because wherever I went, ye dekhta, I should see, ki uska ghar mere ghar se acha. Oh, look at this man's house. Much more beautiful than my house. Uski sawari meri sawari se achi hai. His vehicle, his car is better than mine. At that time, whatever convenience they had. Uska kapra mere kapre se acha hai. His clothing better than mine. In cheezon ko dekh dekh kar mere dil mein kuran paida hoti thi. I should get some type of ache in my heart. Some pain. Ki mujhe to mila nahi. Usko mil gaya. I didn't get all this. He's got it. So what's going to happen? Hasad comes into the person's heart. Jealousy. And then you don't make shukr of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat that Allah has given you. All the time you are burning. There's some pain. You're not enjoying yourself. You are restless. Lekin baad mein dunyavi haisiyat se jo kam maal wale the, unki suhbat ikhtiyar ki. After some time, then I started spending my time with people who had less dunya. Aur unki saath utne baitne laga, day and night with them. To farmate hai ke, fastarahtu. Yani, main rahat mein aa gaya. Then I got more chain, I got more comfort and peace. My mind was relaxed. Is waste, ki jisko bhi dekhta ho, to malum hota hai, ki main to bahut khushhal hu. Mere khana bhi uske khane se acha hai. Mera kapra bhi uske kapre se acha hai. Mera ghar bhi uske ghar se acha hai. Meri sawari bhi uski sawari se achi hai. Is waste mein, ab alhamdulillah rahat mein aa gaya ho. Because then I should see everybody else. Their food, their eating, their clothing is less than mine. I got far better, more superior quality of food and clothing and transport than these people. So then I began to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got rahat, I got comfort. There wasn't any desire in my heart to compete for dunya then. Warna kabhi qanaat hasil nahi hogi. Otherwise, a person will never ever get contentment in his heart. All the time, your dhahn, your mind will be, this aspiration will be, how I can endeavor to get more and more and more and more dunya. Hal min mazid, is there more, and a person, there's no stop, there's no limit to it. You will never make qanaat, you will never make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your gaze will always fall on everybody else's dunya. Your gaze will always fall on everybody else's dunya. And that will cause you pain. You will smile at that person, you will wish him well, but your heart, you are something else. You're not sincere. Man pulls out a new car, he's bringing it now, you say, mashallah, nice. But in your heart, you're not too happy about it. So you don't have rahat. But if you look at a person who has got no car, and you've got a vehicle, immediately you make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Rasulullah says, if man had a valley of gold, وَكَانَ لِبْنِ Adam, وَادِيٌ مِنْ ذَهَبْ, a valley of gold. Imagine a whole valley full of gold. Then he would desire, أَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيَانِ. He would desire that he had two valleys of gold. It doesn't stop there. The only thing that stops him is the sand that will go into his mouth when he's placed in the qabr. When the so-called game is over, finish. Now you can't chase. Person cannot hanker after dunya. So that is what Rasulullah has mentioned. That look at those people lower than you in dunya, and look at those people higher than you in deen. Maal, daulat ke zariya, maal aur daulat ke zariya, rahat nahi khareedi ja sakti. It's a very important point this. A person cannot purchase rahat, peace, comfort through the wealth that he has. And all of us have experiences. A person can be living in a mansion. He's got the best of cars. He's got enough workers under him. He's got everything of dunya. But he's got no chain. No chain, no rahat. So Hazrat says, Meri Walid Majid Hazrat Mullah Mufti Shafi, Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Qaddasallahu Sirrahu, Ye achi baat farmaya karte the. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahab said, My father, Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, we mentioned many mawa'iz of his. He was a giant when he came to Shariat. He was known as Mufti Azam of Pakistan. And he was a Khalifa, very senior Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Day and night they were engrossed in khidmat of deen. And last week we mentioned also that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah had taught his sons and he taught his followers that how one should value time and how do we preserve time and how do we make sure we don't waste a second. He says, you've got two important tasks to do. One immediately after the other. He said, fit in a third in between the two. Tisri ko gusado dono ke darmiyan. And then you see your time will be spent correctly. You won't have just free time just for idle talk and gossiping and ghibat. All the time you'll be engrossed. And at the end of the day, you'll feel so happy that mashallah, I accomplished so many things today. But otherwise that entire Sunday would just be wasted. What were you doing? Just resting. Whole day just sleeping. You did nothing. But the same time, if you spend it in a more valuable way, how much more benefit you will get. So he says, such a thing my father has mentioned, it's well, like we see, it should be written in gold. He says, rahat aur aram aur cheez hai, aur asbab-e rahat aur cheez hai. He says, rahat, comfort, peace, tranquility, serenity is one thing. And the means of rahat, the means of acquiring peace is something else. He explains. He says, asbab-e rahat se rahat hasil hona koi zaruri nahi. If a person has all the means to acquire peace, it does not necessarily mean this person will attain the peace. Simple example. He'll explain now. He says, Rahat, peace, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu ka atiyah. This is a gift that Allah gives. What? Peace. Person wants peace of mind. He wants to have that relaxation of mind, serenity, tranquility. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it does not necessarily mean if you have all the means of acquiring the peace, you'll definitely be guaranteed peace. No. This is Allah's fazl, Allah's kindness upon you. He says, humne aaj asbab-e rahat ka naam rahat rakha hai. All the means of acquiring peace, we have categorized and we have titled that to be rahat peace, which is incorrect. Bahut sara rupiye rakha ho. Person got a lot of rupees, a lot of rands, a lot of dollars. To kya bhook ke waqt usko kha lega? He's very hungry, will he take those rands and swallow and gobble up those rands? No. Kya agar kapre ki zarurat hogi, usko pehen lega? He requires clothes, will take the dollars and cover himself up? No. Kya garmi lagne ke waqt wo paise usko thandak pahuncha sakega? It's very, very hot. He's got all the money there. Will that money cause him coolness? No. Badate khud, na to ye paise rahat hai, aur na hi uske zariye tum rahat khareed sakte ho. This cannot give you the peace, and you cannot buy the peace with this. Or agar uske zariye tumne asbab-e rahat khareed bhi liye, and even if you buy and you acquire the means of peace, masalan aram ke khatir tumne uske zariye کھانے پینے کی چیزیں خرید لی، اچھے کپڑے خرید لیے، گھر کی سجاوٹ کا سامان خرید لیا، لیکن کیا راحت حاصل ہو گئی؟ Even if you acquire the means of all those things that will give you that peace, did you acquire the peace? No. So he says, یاد رکھو، محض ان اسباب کو جمع کر لینے سے راحت کا مل جانا کوئی ضرور نہیں ہے. The person acquires all the means of getting comfort. He still, it's not necessary that he gain that comfort. اس لیے کہ ایک شخص کے پاس راحت کی تمام اسباب موجود ہیں، لیکن یہ سانپ کی گولی کھائے بغیر نیند نہیں آتی. اس کا بیسٹ آف ہومز، بستر آرام، ایئر کنڈیشن کمرہ، نوکر چاکر سب بھی کچھ موجود ہے. مین گوٹ ایک ہارن ان ہز روم، ہیز گوٹ آل دا لیبرز، ورکرز، اٹینڈنٹس، سروینٹس، بیسٹ آف بیڈز، کمفرٹیبل، ہیز گوٹ کارپٹ، ہیز گوٹ ایوری سنگل تھنگ، بٹ اسٹل ہی فائنڈز ہمسیلف He can't get sleep, so he says to take some tablet. Some sleeping tablet to give him peace of mind. So even if a person has the asbab of rahat, the means, person is feeling hot, he has to put the aircon on. So the aircon is a means of giving him some peace. But still it's not necessary that he will still get peace. He still may be bechan. He's still restless. So lekin neend nahi aa rahi hai. اب بتاؤ، اسباب راحت سارے موجود ہے لیکن نیند نہیں ملی. He's got all the requirements to give him that peace, but still he can't sleep. راحت ملی نہیں. اور ایک شخص وہ ہے، and contrary to this, opposite to this, is another man who's got no aircon, he's got hardly anything in his home. A tin structure he's got, and even his bedding also is something very, very, of a very inferior quality. But the man puts his head down, and he's snoring fast asleep. And this man has got rahat. The second person. He may not have the asbab of rahat. He may not have all the means that will generally give him rahat. But in reality, he's fast asleep, he's happy, sound asleep. So Allah has given him rahat. Na char paaye, balki farsh par so raha hai. He's got no bed, even he's sleeping on the floor. لیکن بس ایک ہاتھ اپنے سر کے نیچے رکھا، بس سیدھا نیند کی آگوش میں چلا گیا. He puts his one hand under his head, under his cheek, بس fast asleep. اور 8 گھنٹے کی بھرپور نیند لے کر صبح کو بیدار ہوا. 8 hours sleep and then he wakes up in the morning. بتاؤ، راحت اس کو ملی ہے یا اس کو ملی ہے؟ اس کے پاس اسباب راحت موجود تھے لیکن راحت نہیں ملی. So this is what Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib is saying, that this man has got all the means of getting the rahat, but still it does not necessitate him attaining that rahat. Then he says, وہ دولت کس کام کی جو اولاد کو باپ کی شکل نہ دکھا سکے. Of what benefit is all that wealth when you don't even see the face of your father? He gives an insert. Hazrat Walid Majid قدس اللہ سرہ کے زمانے میں ایک صاحب تھے، مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، بہت بڑے مل اونر تھے. ہی ہیڈ اے ویری بگ مل، اور ان کا کاروبار یہاں صرف پاکستان میں ہی نہیں تھا بلکہ مختلف ممالک میں ان کا کاروبار پھیلا ہوا تھا. اللہ تعالیٰ ہیڈ گیون ہیم اے ویری فلریشنگ بزنس، واز ناٹ جسٹ اونلی ان پاکستان بٹ مینی مینی ادر کنٹریز. ایک دن ویسے ہی والد صاحب نے پوچھا، ون ڈے مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ ٹو آسک ہم ہز فرینڈ کہ آپ کی اولاد کتنی ہے، ہم نے چلن یو گاٹ؟ انہوں نے جواب دیا، ایک لڑکا سنگاپور میں ہے، ایک لڑکا فلاں ملک میں ہے، دوسرے سب ملکوں میں ہے. اس میں ون سن سنگاپور، سمبری ایلس ان ادر کنٹری، سو آل ہز چلڈرن ور ان ڈفرنٹ ڈفرنٹ کنٹریز آف دا ورلڈ. سو مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمۃ اللہ واز آسکنگ ٹاکنگ ٹو ہم، دوبارہ پوچھا کہ آپ کی لڑکوں سے ملاقات تو ہوتی رہتی ہوگی، یو مسٹ بی میٹنگ یور سنز آفن، وہ آتے جاتے رہتے ہوں گے، دے مسٹ بی کمنگ اپ اینڈ ڈاؤن. انہوں نے بتایا کہ ایک لڑکے سے ملاقات ہوئے 15 سال ہوئے، 15 years سنس آئی میٹ مائی سن. 15 سال سے باپ نے بیٹے کی شکل نہیں دیکھی. 15 years اینڈ دا فادر ہیزنٹ ایون سین دا اپیئرنس اور دا فیس آف ہز سن، اور بیٹے نے باپ کی شکل نہیں دیکھی. اینڈ دا سن ہیزنٹ سین ہز فادر. تو اب بتاؤ، ایسا روپیے اور ایسی دولت کس کام کی جو اولاد کو باپ کی شکل بھی نہیں دکھا سکے؟ Of what benefit is all this wealth? You haven't even seen your own father and mother. اور باپ کو اولاد کی شکل نہ دکھا سکے. یہ ساری دور دوب اسباب راحت کے لیے ہو رہی. All this hankering and rat race is just to get the asbab of rahat, the means of rahat. But still, a person doesn't get the rahat. لیکن راحت مفقود ہے. اس لیے یاد رکھو کہ راحت پیسے کے ذریعے سے نہیں خریدی جا سکتی ہے. A person cannot get the rahat just through his wealth. پیسے سے ہر چیز نہیں خریدی جا سکتی ہے. Person can't buy, purchase everything through his wealth. He gives another incident. سے ابھی چند روز پہلے ایک صاحب نے, must be some time ago, ایک صاحب نے ذکر کیا کہ وہ رمضان میں عمرے کو تشریف لے گئے. Person says he's going even for عمرہ. اور ایک اور صاحب دولت مند بھی عمرے کو جا رہے تھے. So one person said, I just went for عمرہ. And that time another very wealthy person was also going for عمرہ. میں نے ان سے کہا کہ عمرے کو جا رہے ہو, you're going for عمرہ, پہلے سے ذرا انتظام کر لینا. Make sure you make your arrangements before you go. Prior to your departure, make sure you make your proper arrangements, تاکہ رہنے کے لیے اور کھانے پینے کے لیے صحیح انتظام ہو جائے. Your boarding, your lodging, your staying, your hotel accommodation, your eating. Make sure everything is done properly. وہ اپنی دولت کے گمند میں تھے. That man was arrogant and he had a lot of wealth, so he thought he was somebody very great. کہنے لگے, ارے میاں چھوڑ دو انتظام وغیرہ, اللہ کا شکر ہے پیسے بہت موجود ہے. What I must worry about? Allah has given me plenty. I can sort myself out. پیسے سے دنیا کی ہر چیز مل جاتی ہے. He felt that he can purchase everything of the dunya with the money he has. آرام دہ رہائش بھی مل جاتی ہے. I'll get a nice comfortable hotel. کھانا بھی مل جاتا ہے. I'll get all the food. کوئی فکر کی بات نہیں ہے, ہمارے پاس پیسے خوب ہے. Got a lot of money. اسی 10 ریال کی جگہ میں ریال خرچ کر دیں گے. And then he says, وہی صاحب بتا رہے تھے کہ میں نے 2 دن کے بعد دیکھا. This person says, after 2 days, I advised him, try and make your intizam before you go. You see, 2 days later, after we reached, arrived there, دیکھا تو حرم شریف کے دروازے پر سر جھکائے بیٹھے ہیں. I see this man, a very wealthy person, I see him sitting by the door of the حرم شریف with his head lowered. میں نے پوچھا, بھائی کیا ہوا, everything okay? کہنے لگے, سہری میں اٹھے تھے لیکن ہوٹل میں کھانا نہیں ملا. All the food is finished. I didn't get any food to eat. کھانا ختم ہو گیا تھا. Food got finished. So obviously now he was fasting, Ramadan. And no food. He was hungry. He didn't have sehri. دماغ میں گمن تھا کہ پیسے سے ہر چیز خریدی جا سکتی. He thought that he would be able to purchase everything through his money. اللہ تعالیٰ نے انہیں دکھا دیا کہ دیکھو پیسے تمہاری جیب میں رکھا رہ گیا. All your money is still in your pocket. اور روزہ بغیر سحری کے رکھا. You have to keep your روزہ without getting any سحری. There was no time to go purchase anything from anywhere else. Time had expired. So he keeps روزہ that day, no matter, although he, despite him being such a wealthy person. But when he went there, the food was all over. So never ever ever be proud and arrogant about the wealth we have. Make shukr. Allah Ta'ala gives people wealth. The person who is wealthy, what must he do? Says, ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Many other sahaba were very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. But they would make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would have qanaat, contentment all the time. Making shukr, and they would assist the people without any show, with ikhlas, sincerity. So the wealth they attained was halal. They use it in a halal manner. They will look for opportunities to spend the wealth that Allah Ta'ala gave. This jazba was in the sahaba. Al-infaq fi sabilillah. To spend in the path of Allah. And to give preference to the next person. They would look for, okay, they wouldn't wait for somebody else to help that poor person. They would go forward themselves. Without any hue and cry, without much noise, they would go quietly and help that person. This was sahaba. Imagine on the battlefield, we mention this story and we hear the story. When the man is passing away, sahabi is passing away, he's dying out of thirst, just one drop of water he requires, he's groaning and moaning. And the water comes to him. He's about to drink it when he hears the next person also groaning and moaning for water. Atash, atash, thirsty. Immediately he says, give it to him. Now, who's going to do such a thing? This is when they really had no dunya in their heart. And they had such muhabbat for the Muslim brother and sister that they would give preference to them. Sukoon hasil karne ka rasta. So how do we get this sukoon? How do we get this peace? Ye paise, ye saazo saman, ye maalo dulat, jo kuch tum jama kar rahe ho, ye badati khud rahat dene wali cheez nahi hai. Rahat paise se kharidi nahi ja sakti. Woh mahaz Allah Taala ka atiya hai. Jab tak qanaat paida nahi hogi, اور جب تک کہ یہ خیال پیدا نہیں ہوگا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ حلال طریقے سے جتنا مجھے دے رہے ہیں اسی سے میرا کام چل رہا ہے, اس وقت تک تمہیں سکون حاصل نہیں ہوگا. You won't get سکون until you don't have that contentment. You don't make شکر that Allah, whatever my Allah Ta'ala has given me, through this little means, my work is taken care of and I'm able to survive. I'm seeing to all my basic necessities. I'm not going to now hanker after dunya. I'm not going to have hasad on the next person. My gaze is not going to fall on somebody else's dunya. Warna kitne log aise hai, jinke paas dolat behad hisab hai, lekin ek lamha ka sukoon nahi. And we explained already that there are so many millionaires that have everything in the dunya, but still they don't have that sukoon. Raat ko neend nahi aati. And they don't get sleep. Therefore, what was the recipe of some gave? Then look at that person who is lower than you in dunya, so you will appreciate the different ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given you, and you'll have qanaat, and then you'll get sukoon in your heart. Otherwise, you'll be bechain yourself, restless, and this competition continues, and that man's shop is so busy, then you start burning in your heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand this. And then, we get the sukoon. When you get that sukoon, then you're happy. Then even if that person is more prosperous, you will give him du'as. You're happy for him. You won't have that hasad. There won't be any fights and arguments and quarrels. You'll be content. You'll enjoy your ibadat. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat. This is very important. With the little that you have, because you showed gratitude to your Allah, you said, shukr alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala promises you, Allah promises that Allah will increase you in that ni'mat. You may not become a millionaire or billionaire, but with the little that you have acquired, Allah Ta'ala will make all your needs be sufficed. Everything, you will go for umrah, you will do your work, you will be able to support your family and you will still give in the path of Allah. Everything will be done. How it happens? Only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, fitne ka zamana aane wala hai. It's a time of fitnas, challenges. And he says, the hadith of Rasul says, badiru bil a'mal as-saliha. Hasten and rush and hurry with doing good and righteous and pious deeds before you are overtaken by fitnas. Such tests, such trials and tribulations. بادروا بالأعمال الصالحة فتكون فتن كقطع الليل المظلم. There'll be like dark chunks of darkness. Person is unable to see. Person wants to drive and suddenly there's heavy fog and mist. So what does he do? He can't see at all. He has to go on one side and park off. Or he's in the jungle, he's trapped. It's extremely dark. He becomes scared. Person is traveling, one heavy piece of darkness. Then he gets some light, again some darkness. After some time, again some darkness. It's so difficult for him. So like that, one after the other, chunks of tests, trials, tribulations, one after the other. One hadith, like a bead, how we have a necklace, and there are beads, and the string is cut off. How all those beads fall off? Just like that, you just finish one fitna, one challenge, the next one already waiting. Allah save us. He says, "Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan." In the morning, the man was a believer. He woke up with kalima, everything. وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. But by the time it's evening, he's already lost his iman. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا. Or the person in the evening was a believer. وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. But by the time it's morning, he's already a disbeliever. Why? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He sells his deen in exchange of a few pennies of this world. Few pennies of this world. He's prepared to sell his deen. Therefore, before these tests and trials and tribulations overtake us, if a person is hastening with good deeds, it becomes part and parcel of his life. He's regular with his salat. He won't miss one salat. His roza, his paband with his roza. His zakat, long before time, he's make sure he's already making hisab, kitab of his zakat, so that he gives his proper zakat when it is due. Not after the time is due, now he's battling to work out his zakat. He's preparing for hajj. Prior to his departure date, everything is ready. Whatever amal a person can do, righteous deeds, he is hastening, he's doing it. I explained last week that you prepare and you start going towards the good action. Not the actual action, you must just rush through it like your salat. You just rush through it and say, now, hadith said, badiru bil amal. No, no, no. You hasten towards that good deed. But the actual deed, you read with itminan. So this is what Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, then he explains that this entire hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we just terminate with one unwan that he mentions, abhi to tu jawan hai, shaitan ka dhoka hai. And a person is kept on, he goes through this insinuation of shaitan, whispering of shaitan, shaitan's dhoka, shaitan deceives him. You're still a young man. You grow old, you can get your namaz sorted out. Go for hajj when you're later. Don't go now, because if you go for hajj now, then you're going to change your whole life. You should become pious man. Many people under this dhoka. They say, I'm not ready still now, not ready. I'm a bad guy. If I go for hajj and if I change my life, ma'adallah. We have to become pious. We have to become obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaha tha kis cheez ka intizar kar rahe ho? What are you waiting for? Agar nek amal karna hai, aur musliman ki tarah zinda rehna hai, to intizar kis cheez ka hai? If you want to do a good deed, you want to live as a musliman, so why are you waiting for? Who are you waiting? Jo amal karna hai, bas jaldi kar lo. Whatever desire you want, whatever desire you have of doing some good action, some amal salih, then do it. اب ہم سب اپنے اپنے گریبان میں منہ ڈال کر دیکھ لے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اس ارشاد پر عمل کر رہے ہیں یا نہیں. Each person should make an introspection of himself. Don't worry about the next person. Look at deep down ourselves. Are we abiding by this hadith of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, بادروا بالاعمال, that hasten with good deeds, fitna before trials and tribulations comes. ہماری دلوں میں دن رات یہ خیال آتا رہتا ہے کہ اچھا اب نیک عمل کریں گے, we'll do some good deed, اور شیطان یہ دھوکہ دیتا رہتا ہے کبھی تو بہت عمر پری ہے, you're still a young person, for a long way still to go, ابھی تو نوجوان ہے, you are still young, when you grow older then you can do it. When the person becomes older, becomes weak, sick, doesn't have the means. He had the means when he was young for hajj, he was wealthy. At many shops, many businesses, he did not go. Later on in life, he became sick. He was old. Couldn't go for hajj. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned this beautiful hadith that do not waste time, do not wait for anything. Jaldi jaldi nekiya kar lo. Aur jo nek kamo ki baatein sun rahe ho, the moment you hear of something good, last week we had mentioned, the desire comes, you hear some majlis, some waas, some nasihat. And then the desire comes, I must change my life. Now I must make islah of myself. I had quite a few people after that program for the entire week saying, we heard this statement that, as Mufti Taqi Sahib said, that I want to make islah of myself. I want to change my life. But the moment that thought comes, now don't procrastinate. Don't waste time. People email now. What must we do? We want to make islah. We want to change our lives. Show us the way forward. Because we have made up our mind. We don't want to procrastinate. Since Hazrat passed away, Rahmatullah Ali, we procrastinated. Right till now, we found ourselves going very far away. And therefore, we got caught up in so many wrongs, or we then lost hope. So now we've realized we need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the way forward? So don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Tomorrow when maut comes, and then we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see all your friends, we're traveling on a journey, and we all take our chows with samosa, whatever we take, pies and things like that, and we stop at Ultra Shell, and see, suppose there's no quick shop, nothing there, and everybody takes out their patkos, and you got nothing. Your wife didn't send anything for you. Everybody opening their dabbas there and taking out, how will you feel? You look at everybody else's. Imagine you go to Akhirat, all of them opening the boxes of good amal, and you got nothing in your box. How do you feel? Therefore, let us fill our boxes of Akhirat with the best of action that we can fill our boxes with. We all are weak, we'll make mistake, tawbah, istighfar, we'll try to do the righteous action, we'll make dua, Allah accept it, we've got no ikhlas, Allah is so kind, Allah will assist us. But if we're just going to have those thoughts of doing good deeds, and we see later on, then later on never comes, then it's too late. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.